Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit us today.
Ever been on a date and then you see you're so obsessed with their physical looks that you somehow seem to skip what they're about? And when they open their mouth, something else comes out which you never expected? What is that about? Is there something in astrology? Is there something in the chakra system? Is there some conscious way of relating to this whole thing called intimate relationships, beginning with dating? Welcome to my channel, where we will take a look at conscious relating. This is the best I could come up with. Conscious relating, as in you're consciously doing something rather than just being enamored by some person, okay? And you're trying to relate. Why I call it relating rather than relationship is relationship becomes static, and nothing is static in this world, in our world, okay? Everything is dynamic. Everybody is changing all the time, and we'll keep unpacking layer by layer what this means. As you can see the figure, human figure on the left, everything on the left side is about the chakra, that system also we'll unpack, and everything on the right side is the astrological houses they stand for. And what are we trying to get to finally? What's the goal here? That those six qualities you see in the human being: understanding, compassion, love, knowledge, balance and beauty. This is the new human being model. If you don't know, I'll link it up for you in YouTube. If you're listening on my podcast, you can listen and watch as well on YouTube channel. Let's get to it. So you meet someone interesting. You had a couple of chats with them, you're dating them, you're meeting at a restaurant. Let's just create a scenario here. And you need to get beyond the obvious. Those are the points I have noted for this video. Just 3 or 4 points, not much. Stay with me. Beyond the obvious looks, you need to get beyond the obvious looks, beyond the face, beyond the body, beyond the features, which is the first house. By the way, you will notice this. That's the most predominant in a person, is what the person looks like. The physical face, first of all, and then the rest of the body. So the ascendant, as you, speaking astrologically, will look at everything from head to toe. And this is the most dominant energy. It cannot be ignored. That's what we call it, physical attraction part. That's what we call it, chemical reaction part. Remember the Tina Turner song? What's Love Got to Do With It? I love that one. She's so true in that, right? This is very strong in everyone, cannot be ignored. Since it's the rising sign, speaking astrologically once again, it's the rising sign, so it looks at everything about a person physically, from head to toe, fingernails, everything, right? It'll look at everything. So, but you need to get beyond the obvious, otherwise what they are about, you don't know until they start speaking, until they start speaking about themselves. So what is the second step? You need to get to the second house. Let's see what the second house is. Well, second house is in the same place as the first house, astrologically speaking again. Second house stands for what? It's the expression, sight, voice, speech, singing, taste, touch, smell. Okay, just to rewind a little bit there. The first house is ego, as mind, face, complexion. You're enamored with the complexion of the person. How good looking they are, or how handsome the person is, or how beautiful this person is, right? You look at the ears, their nose, the mouth. You're enamored by all of this. It's a part of the process, but you can't stay stuck in the first house. Seriously, folks, if you're dating, you need to know this, okay? And you need to get from the first house to the second house, meaning am I going to be gifted with the nose, eyes, ears and whatnot? These are just physical organ part. The second house stands for the expression of those things, expression of voice, of sight, of all the 5 senses that are in the head, right? So that brings us to point 2 over here, checking the expression. Now what do I mean by this? What you can do in the dating in the early days, you can check the timbre of their voice, tone and expression. What kind of expression do they have? What kind of voice do they have? Do they speak tenderly? Do they speak harshly? Do they feel strongly about something? Do they not give so much attention to others? You can make out by their voice. Remember, you're just focusing on these aspects. Timbre of the voice, timbre and tone, you can also say, of the voice, eyes, what are the eyes like looking at? You can look at the speech, type and tone of speech, instinctual preferences in the matter. Instinctual preferences means what do they prefer instinctively in terms of taste, smells, sight, music as in hearing, what do they like to hear or what do they listen to. It may be even talks and stuff like that, even it may be even podcasts and stuff like that. These are most overlooked in the beginning days and you need to focus on this. It's one thing to have an organ like even the five senses, it's another thing how a person expresses it. This will help you get to the deeper levels of the inner being. We need to get to the inner being. Okay, we are not just like other animals, unfortunately, human beings, where everything is just driven by instinct, but here we are driven by expression of those instincts. Number three, that's the second house, by the way. Checking the expression is the second house in astrology. You need to get from the first house, just the physical looks, to this part. And if you do this in the early days, it's better. You get to know them better. And mind you, when you say checking the expression and timbre of voice, you have to maybe ask open-ended questions first. Like, what are your dominant tastes? Do you feel like eating sour stuff, sweet stuff? All of that kind of thing. So if you get to know the root level of five senses operation, where you are operating with respect to your five senses, okay, that's the one which I mentioned there, sight, voice, speech, singing, taste, touch, smell, you would explore these areas. Listening, what do they like to listen to? This will give you a very good picture. All your questions should be targeted at the second house kind of approach. Don't just be obsessed by how they look, okay? Number three, now we come to the third house. What do you do in the third house? What is third house responsible for? Keep looking at the chakra level of expression as well as the astrological aspect over there. Checking deliberate areas. Third house is everything of deliberate action. Deliberately cultivating a style and tone of communication. Deliberately cultivating skills, deliberately cultivating hobbies, deliberately cultivating your style of communication. This is what we are exploring in the third house. Okay, motivation. What motivates them? What are their interests and hobbies? Expressed pleasure and desire. And this desire is also sexual, by the way, but it's the very beginnings of it. This is where they will feel more of the very root beginnings of their sexual desire. This has not yet come to the physical level, but this is where it begins for them. If you can connect to the third house, and we shall see when we come to the seventh house and all that, you can connect to the person really well at all levels. And we'll see secrets as we go along in further videos, okay? What is checking deliberate areas? What or where do they take deliberate actions? Where are they deliberate about it? You can make out, by the way they speak, you can make out, right? What really motivates them? What are their interests and hobbies? And I put it into bracket there, not what they are doing, but what really moves them. You need to get to the point of expressed pleasures and desires and motivation. What really? They might be telling I am an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or whatever their profession is. Or I like to read books or I like to listen to music. No. This is just rambling on things about what they are doing. It's difference between what they are doing and what really moves them, right? We need to get to the what really moves them. Get to how and where they really express their desires. This is crucial checking point for you. This is the most crucial checking point for you, whether you want to proceed or not. Even sexual desire will connect to us later. We will see this later. We have to unpack this piece by piece, otherwise it will become too much to handle at one shot. Too much information, okay? Last, I'll leave you with this. Remember, you can only relate with pieces and parts of a person. Not fully ever, so stop living in a dream. You are going to constantly change. Your chart is unique, coming from astrology, and so is the other person's. You're coming from different family background, different kind of genetic makeup, different, everything is different. And you will be both constantly changing in different ways through life. You'll come to that as well. So each one's path is unique. Respect that. There's no judgment here. So is their ever-evolving personality, so is their traits, so is their habits, so is their way of relating changes through life. So always use the above tips. Even if you are in an established relationship, even if you are a married couple, even if you are already 20, 30 years into your marriage, this can be useful. You can restart dating your spouse or your partner, right? But you have to use this approach again and again through life. Why do I say this? Let me just finish up with this. Why do I say it has to be used through life? Because every person is changing through life. They are going through different mahadashas. They are going through different time periods. They are having different challenges dished out by life to them. Their preferences suddenly change in all matters. And these, by the time we finish this number of videos in this whole expression and relationships, conscious relating, we will know pretty much how we are doing in any of our relationship. Okay, more coming as we unpack other layers. So take care, subscribe to my channel and share this with your friends and near and dear ones. Take care, be safe.